Today on Secula, Gruesome Newsome evokes Christ for evil law.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secula. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Secula.
So, do you need an abortion? Are you in Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, or Oklahoma because you're seeing ads that say, need an abortion? California's ready to help. Learn more at abortion.california.gov. Now, if you look at the small print in some of these ads, you'll then see Mark 12:31.
This is bad.
Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Paid for by Newsom for California Governor 2022. Yet, let me remind you, these ads are in Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Oklahoma so far.
I mean, but the invocation of Scripture, Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than this. That's when Jesus said, this is the greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, the golden rule. That is what Gavin Newsom is invoking for imaging in these states that he has nothing to do with for abortion access to California. In other words, he is utilizing Scripture to justify the killing of unborn children.
Yeah, and only part of the Scripture. The first part of that is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He leaves that out and then invokes the second part of love your neighbor, as if trying to protect a baby from being killed is not loving your neighbor. So complete, you know, left side spin, once again, the abortion distortion. Sticking up for the life of a baby, being pro-life, is not loving your neighbor.
But I mean, the fact that they're using, I mean, I'm trying to figure this out politically. What does he think this helps? And why is he doing it? Obviously, he's planning on running against Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, that's being reported widespread. Even today, that's been widespread. A lot of liberal news outlets are saying he is a 100% in if Joe Biden is out.
What if Joe Biden's in? I think Will he be the Ted Kennedy that ran against Jimmy Carter?
They haven't been successful.
No.
So, I mean, he'd be putting in a lot of money, spending, and you'd wonder, would that be your shot? And then you get pushed over for the next time. He is definitely where the left wing of the party is going, is saying, see, he's someone that middle-class mobs will like, and so they won't listen to how liberal
he is.
His policies are.
But
this is a guy, it's like electing the former San Francisco mayor, which is what he was before governor.
Right. So
out of touch with American values.
Put this up on the screen for our audience that are watching our social media applications. So this is what it says, and I'll read it for a radio audience. Need an abortion? Question mark. Picture of about a 20-year-old woman. California is ready to help. Learn more at abortion.california.gov. Then it says, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Mark 12:31, paid for by Newsom for California Governor 2022, which he is the governor, but he's using his campaign funds to do this. This is the same California, CeCe, that tries to close pregnancy resource centers and make them refer for abortions.
Yeah. You know, California is definitely the abortion, one of the abortion capitals. I think New York definitely could be another one. But abortion in California, Governor Newsom has made, he's very apparent and upfront with his protection of abortion. In his press release, you know, he said, here's my message to any woman seeking abortion care in these anti-freedom states. Come to California. We will defend your, he says, constitutional right to make decisions about your own health. When Dobbs clearly states that the right to kill your baby is not a constitutional right, abortion is not in the Constitution, but Governor Newsom is still claiming that it is.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, it's bad enough that they take these ads. That's free country can take out ads. It's bad enough that they're promoting abortion because it's horrible. What makes it even worse, invoking the words of Jesus to justify this is disgusting. And that's how I analyze it. We're going to take your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. Now, I know we have got a lot of listeners in California. I mean, you're one of our biggest markets, biggest audiences. What's your reaction to this? Others as well, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We want to take your calls, too, 1-800-684-3110. You know, you read the fine print in these ads. You don't expect to find a New Testament Bible verse. That is what you find in these ads. 1-800-684-3110. Hey, welcome back to Seculo. This is Jordan Seculo. By the way, a big election integrity win out of Georgia. We're going to get to that later in the broadcast. Rick Rennell is also going to be joining us later in the broadcast. But we did want to focus in on this. So put the ad up on the screen again. Because even when you put it up on the screen, depending on where you're watching and how you're watching the show, of course, many of you are listening to the show, but the big text is, need an abortion, question mark. California is ready to help. Learn more at abortion.ca.gov. Then in very small text for any, wherever this is running, whether it's a banner ad, whether it's a billboard, there's a Bible verse. And obviously put there to cause this issue. Mark 12, 31, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. And then underneath that, you will see paid for by Newsom for California governor in 2022. Now, obviously, you aren't seeing ads about going to get an abortion in California. So right now, where are they running? Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Oklahoma. My question is this, who in those states is really looking up at that ad saying, you know what, that Bible verse, that encourages me to want to go get the abortion.
Well, that's it.
To me, it's almost like
a slap in the face of people that take the
people
Bible
of faith.
Verse. Yeah, seriously.
And also, maybe you think twice before an abortion when you read a Bible verse like that.
I would think so. So probably backfires, but the fact that they used it.
And he's spending like this.
That's what's unbelievable to me. Now, interesting, in South Dakota, we just got word that on October 18th, we're going to be arguing before the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, a pro-life piece of legislation that after Dobbs should be, I'm surprised you're even having an argument, on informed consent. So we've got that going on October 18th. But you have to look at this and saying this is the depths to which the pro-abortion industry, and I'm putting Gavin Newsom in that industry, the depths to which they will go to get their way and to get their message out. But then, I mean, adding the Bible verse to it does add a level of insult. It just does.
Well, yeah, and I think that was probably the intention all along. You know, California, once again, Governor Newsom's not content to just be governor of California. He's going to, you know, take his liberal beliefs and spread them into the more conservative states that have decided on their own that they're going to protect life. They're going to protect the life of the unborn baby. And, you know, Governor Newsom can't stand that. So he's putting these billboards up in those states. And again, like you said, using a Bible verse, it's offensive to me as someone who reads the Bible and believes in it. And I hope that it does backfire and it's offensive to people who read it.
This is also coming out of the governor of California. Now, California is the state with New York that has gone the furthest in allowing abortion, right, including the perinatal issue that we've discussed so many times. But they're also the state that is trying to regulate out of existence. We've already taken to the Supreme Court of the United States and won once. But the person that was trying to regulate these crisis pregnancy centers, pregnancy resource centers, as they're now called, the guy that was doing that is now the Secretary of HHS. So this is the most hostile state in the, I would say, New York and California. It'd be hard to tell which one. But California is certainly even more in your face than New York right now with this ad and that Bible verse.
Right, and they're trying to spread their pro-abortion stance across the board, across the United States. If you live in a state now that believes that you should protect the life of a child in the womb, you know, Governor Newsom has now targeted you and is coming after you. And the perinatal law that we have fought the whole time in California, that law right now, it has passed and it's sitting on his desk waiting to be signed. And if he doesn't sign it before the end of the month, it will become law and California will not be able to investigate deaths of children after they're born.
That is so absurd. But this tells you the level at which they will go to get the way. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And we want to know your reaction to this ad and this move by California's governor. 1-800-684-3110. Coming up in the next segment, as Jordan said, big win on election integrity. Let's go take the next call, Jordan.
Yeah, I was going to read Irene's comment on YouTube. Said he should be very careful in mocking God.
Yeah,
I think anytime you're invoking scripture, you better be sure scripture's on your side. And
does
some thought. Because when you get willy-nilly with it, which is what this is.
Oh, this is yes.
This is just pulling something and say, let's throw this on the ad too to get more attention.
Right.
He wants us to be talking about it right now. So that's part of his goal. Doesn't like the way we're talking about it, but it also means the left is talking about it as provocative. I think when you start playing with the Bible verses to be provocative, you better make sure you're right. Because, again, you're messing with a much higher power than governors or presidents or leaders of the world. And to me, it also is trying to take back the abortion debate to the Protestant church, which it used to kind of sit in
right.
as a place where, no, it was pro-abortion. It was that was actually sure. not in conflict with Scripture.
Sure. I mean, I think that's exactly right. Let's go ahead and take Nancy's call. She's calling from California. We're taking others at 1-800-684-3110. Nancy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
So glad you're touching base on this.
Sure.
I am from California, a Christian for over 25 years. This is a guilt campaign.
Mm.
And so you using Scripture to guilt somebody into believing like they have to give a life in order, you know, to fulfill this Scripture. I mean, my concern is we've seen a recent falling away from the church, going woke, CRT, BLM, et cetera. Even Franklin Graham used this Scripture when he wanted everybody to get the vaccine. And people lined up for it. Do you think this is going to work?
I think the Scripture, which is Jesus said is the greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Is that those were the words of Jesus. And this guy, this governor, is using it. I'm going to say what Jordan said. I believe he's using this at his own peril. I think he uses
yeah.
it. And I'm not saying the wrath of this or the wrath of that. I'm just saying it is a nasty heightening of this issue. That shows you they will go at any length to put forward their view on this.
Right, and right in the face of the Bible and the Word of God. And like you said, these were Jesus's words. And the fact that he's putting this on a billboard saying, kill your baby, which is completely against anything a Christian believes and the Lord believes. Life is precious and should be protected. It is flying in the face. And there is a higher power here, and he does need to be concerned about that.
But Jordan, this was no accidental let's think about.
No.
They thought about this before they put it on that ad.
Yeah, I mean, this is a political ad, so it's paid for. This wasn't paid for by the state of California. Because Lord knows the atheists might get involved in and say, you can't put that on the ad.
Right.
But here, what he did was he took his political campaign account, which he's been doing uniquely around the country. And
why is he doing that?
To build a national profile. Gavin Newsom wants to be a name. Which he already was a pretty big name being governor of California, but he wants to be a name considered in the top. And he already jumps to like the top of the field. He's like a DeSantis in the sense that he is kind of a major state governor. Who on the left, like DeSantis does on the right, makes a lot of news
right.
for pretty radical policies for the left. So throwing the Bible verse in there, I think, again, it's trying to reshape the issue. I think it's very dangerous. I think it would backfire in most of the states where he's running this, like in Indiana and Mississippi, because I don't think anyone's reading the Bible to say, go out and intentionally take another life.
No, but you know, it's interesting because this is on the legal point, and that this is coming in from Richard on YouTube, and he asks, how can he use campaign funds to do this?
Yeah.
Now, the campaign funds are pretty broad in where they can be used. But
yeah.
you do have to ask yourself, I mean,
he's got to be registering with the states to do
of
this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why? What does this have to do? And you do a lot of that law. What does this have to do with this campaign other than he's building his national profile?
That's right.
For his next campaign.
So as long as, he's not violating any California law by spending outside of the state, which I'm sure he's got teams of lawyers that made sure that's the case and you register the right way in these states, you could utilize the funds this way. Now, most political candidates would say, why? Are my donors really okay with that? His obviously are ready for him to take the next step. They want him to be considered to be the front runner to be the presidential nominee if Joe Biden does not run. I think people saw that CBS interview and they think there's a pretty good chance this guy does not make it to a second term.
Well, because he's pretty much said it. Now, we're getting a lot of calls from California. Let me just say 800-684-3110. Let's take Jeannie on line two. Jeannie, go ahead.
Hey, Jeannie.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call,
sure.
guys. Yeah, I just want to give a sort of a different perspective than maybe some of the callers prior to me. And that is that I want to encourage any caller, anyone is listening anywhere in California, if your pastor is not stepping up at the pulpit and calling this out, I urge you, two things. Get another pastor, get another church if you're not going to be in a church that they're calling this stuff out. But I just think that the church has remained silent on this for far too long. This is exactly what we saw in Nazi Germany.
Well, I don't think the church has been... I appreciate everything you said, Jeannie, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. But let me tell you, I don't think the church is actually being silent. Listen. We just saw the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Yep.
So let's put this in perspective, okay? So of course they're running Bible verses to try to justify their evil position. Because they just had a gigantic defeat at the Supreme Court of the United States. The case they feared the most, they just lost, basically 6-3. 5 to overturn Roe, 6 saying the law in Mississippi was constitutional. So, of course, they're going to add Bible verses to their signs to try to promote this, because that's what they're doing. They're doubling down on it. But I don't think it's fair to say that the country's asleep and the church is asleep. The fact of the matter is, it was the pulpits talking about abortion for 45 years that kept this movement going, and it was the spiritual leaders of our country that were on the front lines defending life. I know that because I defended them for 40 years. So I know who was out there doing this and promoting. I used to go to those prayer meetings with those pastors at 5 o'clock in the morning in Atlanta, Georgia. So I know how they were doing it. So I appreciate the enthusiasm, but I want to give credit where credit's due. It goes to God, but these pastors were motivated, and so were members of the church. I think that's why we saw a great victory in Dobbs.
All right, welcome back to Secular. So, again, this ad running, and I'm sure there's something similar inside California, but this is more provocative for outside the state, especially because it's running in Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, Oklahoma. These are more conservative states, to say the least. States
that are also. Gavin Newsom's going to have a base of support.
No, but what they are trying to do is erode. I mean, this is the politics of it. Take out the Bible verse part of it, which is hard to do. They want to erode the suburban base.
Yes.
So that even in states they really can't play in,
yep,
where the Republicans are struggling because of this issue. But I think to that caller's point, what you just said, the reason this is happening is because we are winning. They're not doing this because we're asleep at the wheel. They're not doing this because your pastor's not doing the right job. They're doing this because we all were doing the right job. We got Roe versus Wade overturned at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
We got justices on the Supreme Court that would take that vote, that would make that vote on the Supreme Court, and they did. So you awaken some demons when you do the right thing.
Yeah.
So when we use the word like evil, and I would only do that because they chose to put religious references here, right? They chose to go there. And if they go there, we could talk about the idea that when you start winning on these big issues like saving lives, you awaken evil. And I think that's what you see through these ads. They see it as dividing the country. I see it as again, playing into a very sad aspect of our country.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to take some calls because a lot of you are calling in. We're getting calls from California, Georgia, Washington State, 800-684-3110. Let's go to Paul in California on line 3. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm thinking about the ad, and I work in ministry. I used to be a chaplain for the state of California.
Yes.
I'm wondering, how do we know that this is something coming from the governor himself or his campaign managers? It sounds like to me the governor is not really informed. They don't really know what they're talking about.
Well, these are smart guys. Okay, you don't become the mayor of San Francisco and the governor of the biggest state of the country, one of the biggest states of the country, California, without being smart. I might disagree with them on everything, but they're smart, savvy political operators. He's been a name since he was mayor. People have been watching him. He has a good look. He has the style. He looks presidential. Saying that as someone who thinks this what he did is evil. But that's how the left is seeing. And so he's starting to embrace this new left, but also trying to put some soft edges on it. Well, how do you do that? See, you can still be a Christian and support our view on abortion.
That's what
in fact, we're going to put in the gospel of Christ on the ad. Not just a random Bible verse, but the words of Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah, I mean, so it also says
so
on the ad.
Don't give it up to his political advisors. There's no way they could do this without his approval.
No way.
Because it's too intense, and it could really backfire. It may really backfire. Listen, time will tell.
The ad says paid for by Newsom for California Governor 2022.
Yeah.
If this was a federal election ad, it would be, I'm Gavin Newsom and I endorse this message.
Yeah.
That's what they'd have to put the tag in. So this is not, these aren't an accident. Let's go to Rick from Washington State on line 5. Hi, Rick.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say you guys are exactly right about Gavin Newsom being smart about this, or a smart person. What they're doing is normalizing evil. The more wicked and evil that they say and put out there in front of the public, the more it normalizes stuff that might
yes.
be considered less evil. So they're just building it up.
Yeah, it desensitizes. Part of their plan is it desensitizes the populace to this by throwing in a Bible verse, although,
Yeah, and for Christians too, you know, it's saying, hey, if you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible, well, gosh, you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. And clearly that Bible verse must mean that to love your neighbor as yourself, you should help, you know, provide abortions for people, and you should be pro for killing babies in the womb. And that's what that Bible verse to me is saying. Oh, gosh, you know, okay, Christians, who, if you see this and say, I'm against abortion, but what about love your neighbor as yourself? Like, that justifies abortion somehow.
We can go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Regina in Georgia on line four. Hey, Regina.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that they need to be very careful when they use Bible verses, because the word says that the Lord, that the word will not go forth without accomplishing what he has sent it forth to do. And every mom who reads that Bible verse realizes that their unborn baby is their closest.
Look, I think the backfire effect on this could be significant, but as Jordan said, and I think said it correctly, is you got to understand what they're aiming at. Yep. This is to build a national platform for Gavin Newsom. They see Joe Biden as politically vulnerable, that he may not run again, and Gavin Newsom wants to go to the head of the pack. And he's, listen, make no mistake about it, he goes to the head of the pack. Guess what his position is on abortion? Exactly what the position is in California. And if you don't remember what California's position is, we have been following it extensively, and it is disgusting.
Yeah, it's completely, you know, not only can you kill the baby till the time, you know, that it's about to be born, now with the law that's sitting on Gavin Newsom's desk to be signed, which covers perinatal death of a child, which means after the child is born, that there cannot be an investigation into that death of a child, which is about 28 days after the child is born. So, you know, that's where California is going. Like we heard the former governor of Virginia say, you know, let the baby be born and then let the parents decide whether they wanted to let it live or die. California is basically in that position that a baby can be born and possibly still be allowed, well, can still be allowed to die.
But this is to build his national platform. Is there any doubt?
Oh, absolutely. And they want the discussion. I think this time, you wouldn't always give it to him, but this time I think it's worthwhile, because I know in these states, we're talking to a lot of folks in these states. These are pro-life states. They're right now going through the process, a lot of them, of enacting pro-life legislation. And of course, everyone doesn't agree in those states. So to put these ads there, he's not trying to gain like votes like electorally. He's trying to become a national name. He's following more of like a Trump approach.
And that's why he and DeSantis are kind of dueling it out, so to speak.
Yeah,
not dueling,
think about how he's trying to do it. I think it's really wrong, but he's doing it. So instead of like the hard-edged Trump or DeSantis, he's doing it with the Bible verse.
Yep.
And what he's going to try to do is take the moral higher ground here somehow. And don't think that hasn't happened before in our history when it comes to abortion. It's divided the churches before. Now, there's been great unity more recently on this issue, on churches, not, you know, lots of different denominations, non-denominational Catholic Church. But he sees that opening that we all see happening in the new church, younger church, modern church that's not linked to really any denominations. And it's growing, and there's a lot of liberal policies in it. And I think he wants this to be one of them.
Yeah, I think that's
he's kind of testing to see, is this one of them?
We have, by the way, an email that's out. If you're not getting our emails, you need to go over to aclj.org and sign up for those and follow us on all our social media. A big win in Georgia. We represent the Georgia Congressional, the Republicans in the Georgia Congressional delegation, as well as about 50 other members of Congress. And it was a Georgia election integrity law that the Department of Justice put its full force behind to try to declare unconstitutional. And guess what? The U.S. District Court judge for Georgia, for the Northern District of Georgia, which is Atlanta, said no, the law is constitutional and can move forward. Now, they're still going to challenge other aspects of it. They're challenging, you know, they want the right to have basically absentee ballots mailed without request. And that's what the federal government wants, but that's not what the states want. And the state is the one that is given that authority under the U.S. Constitution. So this was a big win. Again, if you get our email and our text message alerts at aclj.org, that's how you sign up for it. And follow us on Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Truth Social, all the different social media applications. We'll be back with the next half hour of the broadcast in just a moment.
For
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome back to Seculo. So we're talking about this ad by Governor Newsom that he's running in Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Oklahoma. But we wanted to expose it to make sure you all saw it, wherever you are in the country. It's an ad we can put up on the screen. Now, even on the screen, I have to turn around to look. I can't see from my screen from that far away to see what we're, you know, I'm not surprised that California wants to help people with abortions.
So it says need an abortion question mark.
It's the small print underneath that. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Mark 12:31. I mean, I probably didn't even have to tell you it was Mark 12:31. So they're quoting the gospel of Christ in a pro-abortion ad where the state will pay for you to fly to have an abortion with basically no restrictions is what the law is in California that they're working on right now that's at the governor's desk. And this is what Gavin Newsom is doing to build a profile.
Yeah, while he's also, you got the most, you know, aggressive abortion law in the country in California, and they're trying to really regulate out of existence the pregnancy resource centers, crisis pregnancy centers. This is all happening simultaneously. And he's taking ads out in states like South Dakota, where we represent the governor in a pro-life case at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals that's going on. It's already brief now. October 18th is the argument date. But it just kind of shows you the nature of the evil here. And I think, Jordan, you said earlier, this is like, you know, I remember this from the Operation Rescue days. Yeah. When the evil would come out, and it was like when I took the depositions of the late-term abortionists. Let me tell you something, folks. There's not many lawyers in America that could say they sat down at the table with these individuals that were doing these late, dismembering these children in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month of pregnancy and said it so clinically like it didn't matter. So, yeah, you're dealing with evil, and they're justifying it with a Bible verse.
Yeah, they're always going to have to justify it because I don't think that you can, you know, kill a baby and not have something inside of you tell you that it's wrong.
You'd
and
think.
So the justification, there's always a justification. And so now Governor Newsom on these ads, these, you know, political ads that he's running in other states, not California, he's using them to, you know, make you feel like, oh gosh, as a Christian, now can I be against abortion because I'm supposed to love my neighbor as myself, as
he's
if that justifies
anybody.
That.
He's not fooling anybody, but it is disgusting. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
God is talking about loving your neighbors, love yourself. Well, he's talking about people, talking about his children. The baby that's inside of a woman, you could say, is a person that is a neighbor.
Sure.
You are not to kill that. And in Jeremiah, God says, I knew you before you were born. Well, he has a plan for that baby's life.
Yeah, well, they're not going to believe me. They're not quoting Jeremiah. I knit you in your mother's womb. And they're not quoting that.
No,
what
selective.
They're quoting is, this is, if you love your neighbor, you're going to be California and have unrestricted abortion, including perinatal, and be okay with it. That's what they're saying. Let's go to Kay in Georgia. Kay, go ahead. And we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Kay, go ahead.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. And I appreciate so much what you do.
Thanks.
What I think about this billboard, and I'm driving in my truck, I'm not able to see anything, but my opinion is that is akin to blasphemy, that they would link something that Jesus Christ said to something so abominable. And I would really be shaking in my shoes if I were them.
Yeah, well, you know, I said it. I said, I mean, they're the ones here. We're exposing it. Blasphemy is legal in the United States. You know, you could say things that people don't like, and we don't want to criminalize that. We fight against that a lot of other countries. But you can still talk about it. You can still believe that it is. I mean, certainly here, when you start putting scripture to support abortion. Now, there's a whole movement of religious leaders, like call themselves leaders, pretty small movement, who are pro-abortion. And they would probably have advised him on this. But I think our callers are right. When you're in a real neighborhood setting, like they're trying to invoke here, like California's your neighbor. Neighbors help the woman who's pregnant on the street. They say, how can we help you? Can we watch your older kids? Can we pick up, you know, can we bring food by? Because you're protecting not just the mother.
The whole family.
Who's growing inside the mother as well.
But listen, this is a political move. It tells you where this is going. And folks, let's not forget, God delivered a victory in overturning Roe versus Wade. All right, Rick Grinnell coming up. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
A lot of calls on this topic involving California.
Let's restate it for everybody so they know what we got.
Yeah, I think, again, let me read it to you in case you're just listening to the broadcast, which most of you are not watching, so you won't see this yet. But you might want to go back and watch later today so you can see what we're showing. So it's a billboard. I'm sure it's running online as well. Need an abortion? California is ready to help. Has a picture of a young woman. Learn more at abortion.california.gov. But they did very small text, in quotes, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Mark 12:31. Right there. Now, underneath that text, paid for by Newsom for California governor 2022. So this is not paid for by the state of California. This is not paid for by Newsom for president. This is actually coming out of his California funds and invoking scripture to support what the state is doing, which is a plan to, they're running these in states that have limits on abortion because California's saying, we'll pay for you to come here and have an abortion.
I mean, I want you to think about that for a moment. California not paying, and we get a lot of, and folks from California, give us a call, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. You're not paying enough taxes already, so now you're going to pay taxes for other citizens of other states to fly in for an abortion at your expense into California. But then the invocation of scripture. But I keep saying this, I'm going to say it again, then we're going to take we'll take a call from Mary Ellen. But I'm going to say this. This is evil. The guy knowingly uses a Bible verse. And of all the verses, CC, that he picks out, it's love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment. The words of Jesus Christ. I mean, this is like, I mean, and you know he did it.
Right. It's intentional. Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that it's intentional. And it's disgusting that he's using a Bible verse to support killing a child. And the fact that, you know, he's running for governor in California, but he's doing this in the pro-life states to send a message, to make a message that California stands for abortion. They will always stand for abortion. And, oh, by the way, if, you know, you're a Christian, you should love your neighbor as yourself. And
as if
apparently,
you don't, unless you're supporting abortion.
That's exactly right.
All right, we've got a lot of calls coming in, and phone lines are jammed up, 800-684-3110. Let's go to Cindy. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My concern is you have a lot of very young women, teenagers, that are trying to find an answer, trying to find the right thing to do. And my concern and my fear, I believe this is directly from the enemy, because if they read this, they might interpret it as, it's okay if I have the abortion, because look here, even Christ is saying that it's okay.
You know, it's interesting because you're not sure. He uses the Bible verse. So is he saying, we're loving you? I mean, this is probably what he's thinking. I mean, I can't get inside his head. But love your neighbor as yourself. So we, your neighbor in Indiana or in South Dakota, we love you so much that we're going to, which is the greatest commandment, to name love your neighbor yourself. We're going to pay for your abortion, for you to fly in and have your abortion here in California.
Yes.
You talk about a perversion of scripture. I mean, a justification. You know, listen, everybody sins. And you know what? That's why they have the cross of Christ. But here's the problem. They are politicizing this, and Jordan, as you said, to make it into literally a national political movement.
Right.
And he's tangling with Ron DeSantis at the same time on purpose.
On purpose, trying to tangle with Ron DeSantis. On purpose, trying to make a national name for himself. So you do things that are provocative. This, again, to me, it's what's interesting is that he had a team around him that said, you know, we think this is a good idea. Let's do this. He said, yeah, let's do this. And he moves forward with it because, one, it opens up to so many other attacks because you can pick and choose scripture if you don't follow the context. You know, again, first of all, I'm not even sure. This one verse, you have to believe that that child is not a child.
Yes.
To believe what they're saying. But second, then you forget all those verses like the knitting you in the womb and all of that, that they're just ignoring.
Yeah, but like you said, and this is when we'll go ahead and, Marianne, we'll take your call, 800-684-3110. But you understand, they didn't do this by accident. They didn't sit around a table and say, do you think this is good? They planned this. This was a planned move. The governor had to know this was going on. Mary Ellen from Illinois on line 5. Mary Ellen, go ahead. And if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing this. Because I believe it's intended to target the Christian children who are deceived by this because they don't really understand the true, or they haven't had the background to understand the true context, yeah, to put it, but they don't understand the totality of the message of the gospel and the whole Bible. Because, I mean, even if you go into the Old Testament, I carved you in the palm of my hand.
Right.
I mean, there's so many verses in there. And how Jesus said, or in the Proverbs, it says he hates killing of the vulnerable. You know, who's the most vulnerable among us?
The unborn child. But, you know, Jordan, you said this earlier, and Mary Ellen, we appreciate the call. I mean, you said this earlier. Their view of this is very distorted.
It is. I mean, they would argue, hey, they're helping a woman out here. This child is not a child that doesn't have rights, doesn't have protections. And it'd be the Christian thing to do is to be the state that uses their taxpayer resources to fly women in, to have abortions, and basically with no limits on them whatsoever. So that, by the way, California's not paying for this advertisement.
He is.
Newsom for governor. I almost said Newsom for president because that's really what it's about. I mean, he's already been spending money in states. It was Florida and others, Iowa, that has raised eyebrows, New Hampshire. This is interesting because it's going into red states where he has no chance of winning for a general election.
Right.
But you do need to win them for primaries.
If you're watching on any of our social media applications, we encourage
it's a way
to
advertise, yes, outside of the normal advertising,
yeah,
rules.
All on purpose. If you're watching on YouTube, hit thumbs up. That gets into more feeds. Same thing, share it on Facebook and plus sign on Rumble. We encourage you to do. A lot of people are watching that way. If you're on radio, of course, we encourage you to let your friends know about this later in the day because it'll be available at aclj.org. Let's go ahead and take Dion's call from Ohio on line 4. Dion, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to say this is more about a spirit of rebellion more than anything else. Because the thing about it is the scriptures is plain. And one of the most common scriptures that we use is thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, well, that one they ignore.
Right, and most people know this. So therefore, what they're doing is just they keep putting this man in office. Every single time he comes time for him to vote for him, they put him in office.
Yep.
Instead of getting him
but
out.
But here's the thing. Your state is, interestingly here, Dion, your state, Ohio, is targeted.
Yeah.
Now, there's a big campaign going on there.
Conservative state, though. No.
Conservative state.
Very red state.
But there's a campaign going on. And this is, again, a lot to do about Gavin Newsom, not so much to do about helping other people. I hate to say it that way, but that is the truth because I don't hate to say it. That's the way it is. This utilization of this Bible verse, somebody sat in a room with him and they decided this was a good idea.
Yeah. Again, it's, you know, it also tells who his supporters are. I believe I read that he was saying, you know, my supporters and people that are donating to his campaign were very supportive of this. And actually, the fact that he's doing this is making his supporters give him more money. So this was calculated. This was a way of, oh, yes, this is a great way to go and attack abortion in these red states, get this message out, and let's tie a scripture to it to address, you know, the Christian perspective.
But not just any scripture.
That's right.
Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than this. Mark 12:31, the words of Jesus. I mean, this is, you got to say this. The guy is taking a heck of a gutsy move in a horrible way.
Yeah.
Because, I think the backfire potential on this is huge. Having said that, they've made a political calculation. I have no doubt about it.
Not to his base.
No.
Which is who he's playing to right now is I'm going to be your next leader. So I'm going to be liberal enough to get your liberals to support you, the base, and I'm likable enough in the, you know, in the suburbs as and I'm gonna play that up too. So I'm gonna start advertising for pretty controversial
Why
things.
Why did he take these states, Jordan? Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Oklahoma.
All red states with some of the most restrictive abortion laws already on the books.
So this is it's his political point.
And they still have primaries for Democrats.
And he's already
Democrat
in
primaries.
The tweeting battle with Ron DeSantis because he looks at him as a possible foe.
Yes, he's kind of seeing like past Biden, past Trump, it's going to be Newsom versus DeSantis. And there's even talk, you know, it was talked about in our podcast yesterday. Logan brought it up that there's talk about them doing a debate.
Yes.
Just to debate.
Like the old days when they used to just have political debates, even if they weren't running against each
right.
other.
Right. And it could be tough. It could be really tough, but, you know.
Sometimes you can have no moderators. They just debate.
Yeah. I mean, they disagree on about everything.
Yeah. I mean, this is the nature of the body politics. Hey, folks, talking about podcasts, you're taping one today for distribution.
That's right.
This afternoon.
Secular Brothers. We back as brothers with this voice. But luckily, Logan will be on to carry most of it. I'll be on for some color commentary, to say the least. So we've got one voice fully working.
Yeah, so we got a voice in the three quarters. SecularBrothers.com. A lot of you are watching it and listening to it. Wherever you get your podcast, SecularBrothers.com, we encourage you to subscribe there. It's doing great, and it's a great program. Also, we have an email going out today on this win on Georgia election integrity. I'm sure we're going to get into that victory tomorrow. We represent the Georgia Republican leadership. We're actually the House of Representatives on that, so we'll get more information on that. And we're going to take your calls in this last half hour at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Welcome back to Secular. We are going to take your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
You know, we had planned on hitting a lot of other topics today, actually, on this broadcast. We were going to get into this election integrity win. We were going to get into what's going on with China and Taiwan and President Biden's statements on all of that. But I'll tell you, when this ad came out, let's put this ad back up on the screen. It really hit all of us in our meeting before the broadcast. It's really disgusting. Need an abortion? Question mark. California is ready to help. And then under it, learn more about abortion at abortion.california.gov. And then love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Mark 12:31, the words of Jesus, and then paid for by Newsom for California governor 2022. Are they running these ads in California? No. They're running them in Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Oklahoma. Why is he doing it? Because he is running on this, and he wants to run nationally on this. So that is what this is going on. Let's go right back to the phones at 800-684-3110. Cecilia in California on line 2. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Jay. I just wanted to say 28 years ago, I twice walked into Planned Parenthood. My friends had counseled me from, you know, I went to colleges near Berkeley, California. My friends were counseling me, you can't take care of this baby by yourself. I thought, they're right. I went to Planned Parenthood twice. Something pulled me out of those offices. And I have to say, God spared my son's life from being maimed and arms being ripped out. And he spared my life because not only does it affect the baby, but affect the mother as well. And one more thing is that when politicians or anyone uses scripture to confirm what they, you know, their belief system and twist the word of God. Satan did this in Matthew 4 where he said, man shall not live by bread alone. When Jesus was on a 40-day fast, he caught Jesus at his weakest moment. But Jesus said that it is written, you should not tempt the Lord your God. And right. Not only that, Jesus said, to get behind me, Satan. And so,
Jordan said this was demonic. Cecilia, I could tell you this. I cannot tell you how many people have called exactly with your story from about 20 or 30 years ago that were walking in a Planned Parenthood clinic and decided not to go forward with it.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, Don't deceive yourself. Planned Parenthood is behind this as well. They're the ones that give money to these politicians.
The political action
committees. You know, when you actually go to that abortion.ca.gov, guess what? It tells you where all 166 abortion clinics are. So basically, you have the state of California giving Planned Parenthood free advertising, which of course is what Planned Parenthood, they love that these billboards are coming up.
And by the way, this was the same, brought to you by the same state that wanted the Crisis Pregnancy Center, Pregnancy Resource Center, to have to put up an advertisement in their buildings saying this is where you can get an abortion, except they're pro-life centers.
That was Kamala.
That was Kamala Harris and Becerra. There you go.
By the way, we just got an update from Matt Clark from our team, legal team. The Oklahoma Supreme Court just granted the ACLJ's motion to be allowed to file a brief in defense of that state's abortion ban.
How does that one look,
protecting babies?
I know our ACLJ action's been working on that too. How does that one look legally? Do we know the...
You know, I mean, I think, listen, they're all fairly similar into that they are usually a 15-week ban, somewhere around there, something that was similar to Dobbs, and then with some exceptions.
Yeah.
They're all a little different on how they're written.
Yeah. So, well, at least our brief got in. Let's go ahead and take Richard's call out of North Carolina. We'll take your calls, too, 1-800-684-3110. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I'm actually not a believer, but I listen to family talk pretty often, and one of my closest friends, the pastor at a church in Maryland. But even the quote Gavin Newsom used was, it was definitely out of place, and it made me cringe when I heard you guys talk about it.
I think it is cringeworthy.
Yeah, I don't think it matters if you're a deeply religious person or not. If you're educated and you see scripture being used about abortion, about politics, it's kind of like all the things together combined. There's abortion.california.gov. There's a paid for by a candidate for office. And there's the words of Jesus Christ used there as well.
They didn't put it in red, like the red Bible, but I mean, they might as well have.
I mean, they would mock us for something like this. That's the interesting part.
Yeah, but our team would never do this.
Well, and if we did use scripture, it would be using it in context, and you'd not be able to challenge that.
I just think that what we have to realize is that the Dobbs decision, which is a great decision.
Boy, it's just awoken a lot.
It has... Well, not shocking to us. We said when it happened, we said buckle up. I mean, it was very good that you removed the club of a constitutionally protected right that was nothing in the Constitution to support that. So getting that out of the way was very important. But we even said there are conservative states that are going to have liberal Supreme Courts. And I don't know if Oklahoma is one of those or not, but we just got a motion granted for our brief in the Oklahoma case. And at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, we're representing Governor Noem. So we know that this is going to be a multi-pronged fight. Our ACLJ action is involved in state after state on the legislative side. I mean, there's a lot going on here, and we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But removing the club of Roe versus Wade was very important.
Right, and we've said it over and over that just because Dobbs came down, and it came down correctly, that there is no constitutional right to abortion, that the battle's not over, that the fight just begins. And we're seeing that. We're seeing it with a governor in California putting billboards up in other states promoting abortion. We see it, like you said, in the legislative bills that are coming across different legislatures in different states, and then in also court cases that are going before justices. And even though you might be in a very conservative state, the justices in your court might not be so conservative. So the battle is in every state. It's in two branches of the government, actually three branches of the government, because we fight the executive, the judicial, and the legislative branch in this battle.
And some of the reasons why you're in a conservative state now, and the you've got a conservative legislature and a conservative governor, but yet your Supreme Court is not conservative. What happened? Well, what happened was they were appointed by judges, and it could have been by governors on some of these states 25 years ago when your state may have been leaning the other way. And that becomes a big part of all of this, and that's why these state elections are really a big deal. Don't kid yourself for a moment. It's a really big deal.
Yeah, I know. These people that get in power, especially big states like Newsom, I mean, you see how Kamala Harris is just as AG. You can move up very quickly, becoming a senator, then tapped for vice president.
And they targeted the pro-life center.
But this is new. This is a new age in politics, which we see on our side too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like sending the migrants to other places. This idea that way before you're running for a national office, you're playing in other states.
Isn't that something?
So take the scriptural part out of this. It's so outrageous. This is a new part of politics. There's so much money now in politics that if you come from the right state, Florida, California, New York, Texas, you've got enough resources where you can start running your national campaign out of your state campaign account.
It's unbelievable, folks, but this is the world we live in. Well, you got an hour of analysis here that you're not going to get anywhere else, and your support of the ACLJ makes all that possible at aclj.org, so we encourage you to do that. Sign up for our emails, our text alerts. Follow us on social media at Jordan Seculo, at Jay Seculo, at Logan Seculo, at ACLJ. Great way to stay engaged. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, Truth Social, and on it goes, and, of course, aclj.org. Also, brand new podcast, 1 week done, a week and a day, I guess, a week and an episode, week two. The Seculo Brothers, it's Jordan and Logan. It is great. And they're taping one this afternoon. It'll be released later today. And you go to SeculoBrothers.com. And I encourage everybody that's listening to us or watching us right now, go to SeculoBrothers.com and sign up for this podcast. Subscribe to it. It's free. It's great. You get a tremendous amount of information. It's also funny. They do a really great job. You can see a whole different side of Jordan and Logan. I encourage you to do that, SeculoBrothers.com, and sign up for that podcast. And it's available wherever you see your podcast, as well as YouTube and Facebook as well. That'll do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.